The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of reviews of the movies and plays on the TRRS website. If you go to www.triangleReadingService.org, click on the podcast link, and then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. Now, just as an FYI, we have about a dozen movies that are currently available. The reviews are currently available in podcast, and these are Beirut, Black Panther, Blockers, I Feel Pretty, Isle of Dogs, Love, Simon, Rampage, Ready Player One, Super Troopers, and Tomb Raider. These are all available, as I said before, on the Triangle Radio Reading Service .org website, where you click on the podcast link and then the movie review link. And then you'll, at that point, the reviews will be available. But I'm going to move on to a quick overview, first of the upcoming plays that are available with audio description. The first on our agenda here is A Night with Janis Joplin at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that's on Saturday, May 5th. It's a 2 p.m. show. Then Waitress, the musical at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also on Saturday, May 5th, and it's at 8 p.m. Then Plaza Suite will be on Sunday, May 6th. It's 3 p.m. Blood Done Sign My Name at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, May 20th, 3 p.m. Yo Vikings at Cary Youth Applause at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, May 20th. And that's also a 3 p.m. show. The Heritage Awards at Fletcher Theater on Wednesday, May 23rd, 7:30 p.m. Crowns at Cape Fear Theater, Thursday, May 24th, 7:30 p.m. Don't Dress for Dinner at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, June 17th, 3 p.m. Oliver at Justice Theater Project, Wednesday, June 27th, 3 p.m. And Newsies at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday, July 28th, 2 p.m. And I'll have some more in-depth information about some of those towards the end of the show. Now on to the movies. For starters, I have a list of the theaters that carry movies with audio description. And these are the in Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Apex, Garner. Well, for starters, in Raleigh is the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street. And then Briar Creek Stadium 14, also in Raleigh at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. The Timberline in Chapel Hill at 120 Banks Drive. It's a much smaller theater than the others, so it always carries fewer of the shows. The Crossroads in Cary at 501 Cataboo Avenue. Beaver Creek in Apex at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. The White Oak in Garner at 1205 Timber Drive East. And the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro at 3205 Northline Avenue in Greensboro. Now, these are all Regal Theaters, and Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about which theaters they're in and what their show times are. And so I recommend this, the telephone number. It is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And you simply follow the menu prompts, and you'll have all the information that you need for when the shows are playing in the theater that's near you. Now, here's some preview information about the five newest releases. The first one is Avengers Infinity War. It's an American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics superhero team, the Avengers. The movie's produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. It is intended to be the sequel to 2012's Marvel's The Avengers and 2015's Avengers Age of Ultron. And this is the 19th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The film is directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, with a screenplay by the writing team of Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely. It features an ensemble cast, including Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Benedict Cumberbatch, Don Cheadle, Tom Holland, Chadwick Boseman, Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Olsen, Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, Danai Gurira, Letitia Wright, Dave Bautista, Joe Zaldana, Josh Brolin, and Chris Pratt. In Avengers: Infinity War, the Avengers join forces with the Guardians of the Galaxy to stop Thanos from amassing the all-powerful Infinity Stones. Now, this is 2 years after the Avengers were torn apart during the events of Captain America: Civil War. Thanos arrives on Earth to collect the Infinity Stones for a gauntlet that will allow him to bend reality to his will. The Avengers must join forces with the Guardians of the Galaxy to stop him before his onslaught of destruction puts an end to half the universe. Beirut is a 2018 American espionage thriller film directed by Brad Anderson and written by Tony Gilroy. Set in 1982 during the Lebanese Civil War, but filmed in Morocco, the film stars John Hamm as a former U.S. diplomat who returns to service in the titular city of Beirut in order to save a colleague from the group responsible for the death of his family. Rosamund Pike, Dean Norris, Shay Wingham, Larry Pine, and Mark Pellegrino also star in this. In 1972, Mason Skiles, played by Hamm, is the U.S. diplomat to Lebanon and lives in Beirut without a family. Lives in Beirut with his wife Nadia Bekti, and have recently begun caring for Karim, a 13-year-old Lebanese boy without a family. While hosting a party, Skiles is confronted by his friend, CIA officer Cal Riley, played by Pellegrino, who wishes to question Karim, whose brother has been linked to the 1972 Munich massacre. Skiles angrily confronts Karim and attempts to negotiate with the CIA officers to keep them from interrogating Karim. The party is attacked by Karim's brother, Rami, who abducts Karim in the ensuing gunfight. Riley shoots a terrorist who proceeds to kill Nadia. 10 years later, Skiles has become an alcoholic and is working as a corporate negotiator in New England. While brokering a deal, he is approached by Sully, an old client, on behalf of the U.S. government. Sully tells Skiles that he's been requested for a lecture in Lebanon and hands him money, a plane ticket, and a passport. Skiles is initially resistant, but decides to travel to Beirut. And it goes from there. I Feel Pretty is a 2018 American comedy film written and directed by Abby Cohn and Mark Silverstein in their directorial debuts. The film stars Amy Schumer, Michelle Williams, Emily Ratajkowski, Rory Scovel, A.D. Bryant, Bussy Phillips, Tom Hopper, Naomi Campbell, and Lauren Hutton. The plot follows an insecure woman who, after suffering a head injury, gains extreme self-confidence and believes she is considerably attractive. Now, Renee Barrett, played by Schumer, is a young professional woman who struggles with debilitating feelings of inadequacy about her appearance. She frequently apologizes and has trouble getting people to pay attention to her or treat her with respect. She works as the website manager for a large cosmetics company called Lily LeClaire. However, she resents that her office is in a basement in Chinatown and not at the corporate Fifth Avenue headquarters. She learns that LeClaire is hiring a new receptionist, but Renee does not see a point in applying because she does not feel she is confident or attractive enough to serve as the face of LeClaire. She attends a Soul Cycle class but falls off her bike and hits her head. Once she regains consciousness, she is unable to see her body as it actually is. Instead, she looks in the mirror or at a photograph of herself and sees a body of a thin and conventionally attractive woman. This head injury gives her a newfound confidence. She becomes instantly happier and more energetic, and she is allowing herself to interact with the world differently. She mistakenly believes that a man is hitting on her at a dry cleaner and exchanges numbers with him, and she applies for the receptionist position at LeClaire. And it goes on from there. Super Troopers 2, is a 2018 American comedy film directed by Jay Trandeshkar, a sequel to the 2001 film Super Troopers. The film was written by and stars the Broken Lizard comedy team, made up of Trandeshkar, Kevin Heffernan, Steve Lemmy, Paul Soter, and Eric Strelhansky. The plot follows the Super Troopers being called upon to set up a new highway patrol station when an international border dispute arises between the United States and Canada. Years after the first film, the guys have been fired from their jobs as police officers due to a screw-up and now work in construction with Farva as their manager. When it is discovered that a village in Canada is actually within the United States, an international border dispute arises between the two North American nations. The five are given a chance to be state troopers again and set up a new highway patrol station in the disputed area of Canada. And the last film here with a preview is Traffic, a 2018 American thriller film directed and written by Dion Taylor. The film stars Paula Patton, Omar Epps, Laz Alonso, Rosalind Sanchez, Luke Goss, William Fichtner, and Missy Pyle, and follows a group of friends who are terrorized by a gang of bikers in a remote countryside home. Journalist Brea and her boyfriend John travel from the coast to the mountains for a romantic weekend. At a gas station along the way, they are accosted by a group of men on motorcycles. They continue on to their secluded rental home, unaware that they have come into possession of a mobile phone. The phone is important to a group of sex traffickers, which the bikers are desperate to retrieve. And once again, you simply call that phone number, which I'll give you in a second, and follow the menu prompts, and you can find which movies are available at what times at the specific theaters. And that number, once again, is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And now a closer look at the plays that are coming up with audio description. First of all, there's A Night with Janis Joplin at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. It plays on Saturday, May 5th at 2 p.m. Like a comet that burns far too brightly to last, Janis Joplin exploded onto the music scene in 1967 and almost overnight became the queen of rock and roll. Now share an evening with the woman and her musical influences in the hit musical A Night with Janis Joplin. Tickets start at $29.22, and the box office ticket sales are at 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Waitress, the musical at Durham Performing Arts Center, also on Saturday, May 5th. It's an 8 p.m. show. A new Broadway musical, Baked from the Heart. The women of Waitress are changing Broadway, so says Time magazine. Brought to life by a groundbreaking all-female creative team, this irresistible new hit features original music and lyrics by six-time Grammy nominees Sarah Bareilles, responsible for Brave and Love Song, a book by acclaimed screenwriter Jesse Nelson, credited with I Am Sam, and direction by Tony Award winner Diane Paulus, whose credits include Pippin and Finding Neverland. It's an empowering musical of the highest order, so says the Chicago Tribune. Inspired by Adrian Shelley's beloved film, Waitress, it tells the story of Jenna, a waitress and expert pie maker. Jenna dreams of a way out of her small town and loveless marriage. A baking contest in a nearby county, and the town's new doctor may offer her a chance at a fresh start, while her fellow waitresses offer their own recipes for happiness. But Jenna must summon the strength and courage to rebuild her own life. Entertainment Weekly says, Waitress is a little slice of heaven. And Marie Claire says that it's a monumental contribution to Broadway. Don't miss this uplifting musical celebrating friendship, motherhood, and the magic of a well-made pie. Tickets can be purchased by phone, 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Or in person at the theater at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. They start at $35 plus taxes and fees. Plaza Suite by Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue in Cary, Sunday, May 6th at 3 p.m. Neil Simon's celebrated triumph, Plaza Suite, is Cary Players' 2017-18 season finale. What does one do when the bride has locked herself in the bathroom? This is just one of the funny but often poignant portraits of three couples who have checked into New York City's Plaza Hotel and learned that things don't always go as planned. Laughter abounds on the seventh floor. Bruce Ackerman directs this classic comedy. Plaza Suite explores relationships, love, and marriage by taking a sometimes awkward but always revealing peek through the keyhole of room 719 at the Plaza Suite Hotel in New York City. Tickets may be purchased in person or online. In person, visit the Town of Cary box office at the following locations and times. The Cary Theater at 122 East Chatham Street, Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., or the Cary Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue, and that's Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the price of the tickets start at $20. Blood Done Sign My Name at Raleigh Little Theater is on Sunday, May 20th at 3 p.m. Now, an advisory here, Blood Done Sign My Name is recommended for mature audiences and features adult language. Parental guidance is suggested. In this world premiere ensemble version, Mike Wiley brings to life the recollections of author Timothy Tyson surrounding the 1970 murder of Henry Dickey Morrow in Oxford, North Carolina, and the events that followed. Morrow, who was black, was chased from a local store by three white men after reportedly making a crude remark to one of the men's wives. They brutally beat Morrow and then killed him with a bullet to the head in view of multiple witnesses. Despite the eyewitness reports, an all-white jury acquitted the men. The town's black community responded to the events with an uprising that destroyed downtown businesses and several tobacco warehouses that held at least $1 million worth of harvested crops. Tyson, who was 10 at the time, recounts how the conflagration of events shaped his life. He offers us an opportunity to examine our own roles in the complex and often confusing racial fabric of America. And this is by Mike Wiley, adapted from the memoir of Dr. Timothy Tyson, directed by Joseph Megel. Adult tickets are $25, students and seniors are $21, and the box office is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Yo Vikings by Cary Youth Applause Company at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, May 20th at 3 p.m. Book and lyrics by Marcus Stevens and music by Sam Wilmot, based on the book by Judith Byron Schachner. The story of fifth grader Emma Katz, the fiercest Viking in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, and her quest for real adventure. Tickets are on sale now at the Cary, Town of Cary box office, which is located in the lobby of the Cary Theater. And the regular hours are Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then at the Cary Arts Center, Mondays, 4 to 8 p.m., and also 1 hour prior to showtime for the Cary Arts Center ticketed events. The Heritage Awards at Fletcher Theater on Wednesday, May 23rd, 7:30 p.m., and you're invited to be a part of the celebration of North Carolina arts and creative expression at the next North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony. Join us for a rare opportunity to enjoy performances by masters of the traditional arts together on one stage for the North Carolina Heritage Awards. This year's performance and ceremony will feature awardees alongside younger generations of artists continuing these traditions in music, dance, and pottery. The 50th anniversary celebration of the Carolina Arts Council will culminate with the Heritage Awards, planned in partnership with Pinecone, and memorable performances by past honorees such as Doc Watson, Sheila K. Adams, Maceo Parker, Etta Baker, John D. Holman, Joe Thompson, Bobby Hicks, Earl Scruggs, and others offered glimpses into the lives and stories of communities throughout North Carolina. The 2018 honorees will be announced this fall. Reserve your seat for this one-of-a-kind program that celebrates North Carolina's cultural heritage. Tickets are $22, and you can order by calling 919-996-8700. That's 919-996-8700. And the Fletcher Theater, by the way, is in the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, downtown Raleigh. Crowns at Cape Fear Theater on Thursday, May 24th, 7:30 p.m. There's a hat for every occasion, from flirting to church-going to funerals to baptisms, and the tradition of hats is traced back to African rituals and slavery to the New Testament and current fashion. When Grandma Shaw introduces young Yolanda to her circle of hat queens, Yolanda learns that she's not alone in the world as she had once felt. This gospel musical is a show that will stir your soul and inspire you to connect to your roots. Now, it is playing on Thursday, May 24th, 7:30 p.m. It is in the Cape Fear Theater, which is in Fayetteville, and they promise us more information, so tune in at the next show in 2 weeks, and we'll get you brought up to date on that. Don't Dress for Dinner at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, June 17th. It's a 3 p.m. show written by Mark Camaletti and directed by Patrick Torres. Bernard is planning a romantic weekend with his mistress in his charming converted French farmhouse while his wife Jacqueline is away. He has arranged for a cordon bleu cook to prepare gourmet delights and has invited his best friend Robert along to provide the alibi. It's foolproof. What could possibly go wrong? Well, suppose Robert turns up not realizing quite why he's been invited. Suppose Robert and Jacqueline are secret lovers and consequently determined that Jacqueline will not leave for the weekend. Suppose the cook must pretend to be the mistress and the mistress is unable to cook. Suppose everybody's alibi is confused with everyone else's. An evening of hilarious confusion ensues as Bernard and Robert improvise at breakneck speed. Tickets for adults are $25. Students and seniors are 21. And you can call 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111 to purchase tickets or make reservations. Oliver by Justice Theater Project will be Wednesday, June 27th, 3 p.m. June is musical month. Join us in 2018 for this classic tale, Oliver. Book, music, and lyrics by Lionel Bart, directed by Jerry Sipp, music direction by Ronzel Bell. With a multicultural cast, consider yourself part of the family as Justice Theater Project presents this award-winning musical adaptation of Dickens' classic novel. This is performed at Umstead Park United Church of Christ at 8208 Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. Now, normally, tickets are $27 for adults and $23 for seniors, military, or students. However, people using the audio-described service, you can get a pair of free tickets. And you'll simply contact Justice Theater Project, and there'll be more information about this on the next broadcast as well. And the final one, it's way down on July 28th. It's Newsies at the Duke Energy Center for Performing Arts, Saturday, July 28th at 2 p.m. Stop the Presses. Disney's Newsies takes the stage, adapted from the Disney film New York City's Newsboys Seize the Day when they strike against unfair working conditions. Experience the Tony Award-winning musical that's thrilled audiences on Broadway and across the country. Tickets start at $25 for this, and the number is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And that's for Newsies. Meanwhile, however, it's time for me to let you know that we're out of time for this edition of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrud. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And don't forget, we do have reviews of movies and occasionally plays in podcast on the TRRS website. Have a good day, and perhaps we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater.